Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now, apparently, we mentioned this at the beginning of the programme, there are some unsung heroes of places when it comes to Northern Ireland. Indeed, we have underrated towns, and the World Atlas has been looking at this. There are a whole series of towns that are underrated, including, and I'm surprised by this one, Newcastle is on the list, but I would have thought Newcastle would instantly spring to mind as one of the top towns in Northern Ireland. So I'm going to suggest that it isn't underrated. Cushendun. Now I'll go with that. We don't fly the flag for Cushendun enough. It's on the list, and it is a beautiful, beautiful place, and it isn't referred to nearly often enough. Moy, which is of course always referred to as the Moy in County Tyrone, and you know, there's just something very pleasant about the Moy when you drive through it. It's also a great place for country music and for bringing home Sam Maguire's and whatever. Tyrone people love when they get the Sam back to Moy. So the Moy doesn't get enough publicity. I'm with you on that. Portrush is, of course, one of our jewels and our gems. It's not underrated. Portrush is like Port Stewart, which is also on the list. I don't think they're underrated at all. Now, Ballantoy is, I suppose, the poor cousin to the likes of Portrush and Port Stewart. Yet and all, you go to Ballantoy down to the harbour, it is a gem of a place. So we've got to fly the flag more for Ballantoy. Let's hear it for Ballantoy. Grey Abbey, it's on the list. Another one that doesn't get the recognition it deserves. Beautiful place, Grey Abbey. I think that's the 10 that are on the list, with the exception of one other that I mentioned earlier. This is a beautiful town located on the southeastern coast of Northern Ireland, touching the Irish Sea and situated just a few miles from the Mourne Mountains. How would they manage to get that so wrong? Because Castle Whelan doesn't touch the Irish Sea. Let me speak to someone who knows a lot about Castle Whelan. It's Councillor Laura Devlin. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very, very well indeed. Just confirm this for me. There is no part of your Castle Whelan address that touches the sea. You can't touch the sea without going to Newcastle from Castle Whelan, or you'd have to go out by Maharad Dundrum to touch the sea. You can't touch it from Castle Whelan. Am I right on that?
You're totally right, and I suppose it would be the Burn River would flow obviously right down into Newcastle towards Shimmin and into the sea, but no, you're correct in that regard, Frank.
So that's a mistake in this analysis from a world-renowned organisation. However, the rest of it I think you're going to agree with. They're saying Castle Whelan is underrated, and there are numerous reasons why we should all be, you know, hiking towards Castle Whelan, driving towards Castle Whelan, cycling round Castle Whelan, boating on the lake in Castle Whelan, visiting the castle in Castle Whelan. I'm sounding like a tourist guide for the area. Why is it that so few people give the respect to what is commonly known as the town? Why is Castle Whelan not on the tips of our tongues, Laura?
I don't know, because somebody who maybe has, I've grown up in Castle Whelan and I'm very privileged to still live there today and have my own family growing up so close to the beauty that is Castle Whelan Forest Parks and all of the other wee gems that we have around the town itself. I know as a council we very much believe in the quality of Castle Whelan and the tourism product that we have there. I know I touched upon the Forest Park. I'm not too sure how much, Frank, you know about the superb project that is just getting underway within Castle Whelan Forest Park. It's the Rewritten Our Past in Our Future is the name of the project. The construction work has just started quite recently. I would say it's probably a £6 million investment in Castle Ellen Forest Park. And that's a cocktail of funding, Frank, from Heritage Lottery funding, and the Department of Agriculture gives some, and then match funding by council itself. So that's the faith that our council has in the beauty and the product that we have right here on our doorsteps.
I know Castle Welland very well because many and many a time I've been in it, but I've probably not been in the park as often as I should have. I used to have to go as part of many years ago when I was studying physical education at college, and we used to go and do the canoeing in the lakes and whatever. And I've been in and out of the park maybe five or six times since that. I wasn't aware of that mammoth project, but I do listen to Philip McCallum talking a lot about the e-biking that he does and the cycling that he would do through Castle Welland Park. I believe the facility for the e-bikes and whatever are outstanding.
We have an incredible outdoor recreation offering in Castle Ellen. We've got Life Adventure Centre, which are just amazing. They're based there at the Forest Park in terms of all of the, whether it's the mountain bike trails that we have as well, then you have the e-biking. There's also all of, obviously, the water-based activities as well. We also then have every Saturday a superb park run, which is run by volunteers in the local area as well. We've got all the pony trekking routes around the Forest Park and a superb Mount Pleasant trekking centre, which is just located at the back of the Forest Park. So a big emphasis is put on outdoor recreation within the Forest Park, and that really then complements the caravan and camping offering that we have there as a council as well. But to go back, Frank, to that project that we were talking about, it's such an exciting project. That will really see, we've got the amazing Arboretum and the Wall Garden, and that's really the core emphasis of the whole project. We have the Arboretum, and the park will be dating away back to the 1700s, and again, you're going to test me on my history here when we had the Ansleys in Castle, and the whole way the Arboretum was designed, it was designed in a way that was very, very strategic, and everything within the Arboretum has been placed there for a reason. But over the years, as a child when I grew up, we were up in the Arboretum and the glass houses all the time, and it was maintained very well. But over the last maybe say 30 years, it has fallen into a state of disrepair, which is why I was so delighted that council stepped in and have took the lead in terms of this project, which will see the Arboretum restored to its real, true and natural beauty. And it really is just stunning up there. We have Alwyn Cinnamon, who's our head gardener, who is leading the project in terms of the park and the actual work in terms of the gardening that's taken place there. We're going to have the new cafe and the courtyard there at the Grange, and some maybe facilities for community usage as well, which is just amazing. And underpinning all of that, Frank, we've got education. And this is just one story to tell you. Way back whenever I was off on maternity leave with a couple of my children, there was no such thing as hybrids or dialing into meetings. So I used to take my very young children along to these meetings with me, the Castle Welland Task and Finish Board, as it was called, set up in 2015. So, and just last week, I got a letter from my daughter's school notifying me about a school trip. And actually, my wee daughter Polly was getting to go to Castle Welland Forest Park and avail of this free trip to the park with the school to look at the education and look at a tour of the garden. Even though the work is only just getting underway at the minute, there's education programs happening in the background the whole way to educate local children about the beauty of our forest park and about the history. So to be involved in that project in 2015 and to see now construction work started on site and actually children benefiting from this project already is really, really exciting.
Totally, totally. Castle Welland Arboretum and the Ansley Gardens dating back to 1741, apparently. That is some history, and it is a beautiful, beautiful place. But we're making it sound like as if this underrated town is only recognised and noted for its lake and its garden. It's a very friendly town, isn't it? And it's got a particular architecture to it, the way the hill goes up from Annsborough, a very, very steep hill, or down to Annsborough, whichever way you're travelling. And then there's the other side where you're heading out towards Kilcoo. There's something almost palatial about the presence of Castle Welland, where it's positioned. It's a nod, sort of a hill, isn't it?
It is. It's a market town. And if you speak to anybody that maybe, you know, lived away for a while and they come home again, they always talk about whenever you come down towards Amsborough, down that hill, you nearly know that you're home then because you see the whole beauty of Castlewellan as you come back up the hill itself. I mean, my mum had a shoe shop in Castlewellan for 40 years, frankly. She's retired now, but Castlewellan still has some beautiful shops. It's got some great pubs, great restaurants, coffee shops. We have the long-standing King's Inn there at the bottom of the town, and we also then have the new development in terms of Hilliard House, which is offering overnight stay as well as King's Inn. So in terms of Castlewellan, move forward and look into the future and also look into the benefits that this new project within the park can bring to the town. I think that the town itself is very well placed. But you're right in saying it isn't just the Forest Park. We also have, Bunkers Hill Wood is another way, and again, I know I'm focusing a lot on outdoor recreation, but it's another way hidden to, it's a community trail over past the Gaelic Club down towards, sort of, if you're heading towards Newcastle direction. But it was a forest that whenever I was younger, you never accessed. It was never really open to the public. And I know that my predecessor, a good maybe 15, 18 years ago, Eamon O'Neill, said about getting that forest park open, or that forest opened up for the public. It probably was one of the first community trails. We've a good few now right across the district, but it was probably one of the first ones that we had whereby the wood was opened up to the public. A walking trail was created and a wee small play park was put in there as well. And another really good part of the outskirts of Castlewellan would be our rights of way. We're really, really blessed to have loads of those around Castlewellan, and they're all maintained by the superb Mourne Heritage Trust. And that was something, that goodness, this time 4 years ago, when we think about the pandemic and whenever that hit, how much we appreciated the rights of ways and the outdoor green space that we had on our doorstep.
And there's no doubt about it. Just very briefly, guys, I have no more time, but I want to know, is Ardna Bannon still open or is it closed? What is the story with Ardna Bannon?
It unfortunately closed, and it was an amazing facility that I benefited from many, many years ago on a school trip. It closed down. It was surplus to EA's requirements, despite the fact that we thought that it definitely wasn't surplus to requirements. There was absolutely a need for people to still be educated there about outdoor recreation. My understanding is it was put in the market. It was sale agreed, and it's back on the market again.
Okay.
It's an amazing location there, Frank, which used right towards the Irish Sea.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ardna Bannon Outdoor Pursuit Centre reminds me of studying to be a PE teacher as well. Gosh, Laura, you do love Castlewellan. There's no doubt about that. Thank you, thank you. Local councillor Laura Devlin, appreciating the fact that Castlewellan has been described by World Atlas as one of the most underrated areas in the country. So get yourself to the town and make the most of it. You want all five.